The native riparian habitat of Cache Creek has been greatly altered over the last 100 years. We've seen agriculture come in. We've seen gravel mining. It was before I got here, but I understand there was a big drought in 1978 and 79, I believe it was. The water table went down so much that a lot of the native riparian plants died. And so what we got taking its place were the phreatophytes that we call tamarisk and arundo. And tamarisk and arundo have taken over quite a bit of the native riparian habitat of at least the lower part of Cache Creek. Everybody depends on riparian areas. Riparian areas carry water for water supplies. Cache Creek is a very important resource for recharging the groundwater supply for the city of Woodland. And without Cache Creek having the good flows of water going through it, the wells in Woodland would not be able to recharge as well as they do. You have all the native riparian grasses and the native riparian trees that capture the overland flow into the creek and filter out sediments and all the pesticides and other pollutants that might be attached to the sediments. So the water going into Cache Creek and other riparian areas in general are a lot cleaner than what you would otherwise have if you didn't have a Cache Creek Nature Preserve. Everybody, whether they realize it or not, needs the Cache Creek Nature Preserve. And it's an oasis of native riparian habitat in the midst of urban and farming. And if Cache Creek Nature Preserve can provide by example, which I believe it has, to restore other areas along Cache Creek and other native riparian areas, then I think providing those corridors and those links between individual sets of riparian parks and preserves would help to restore the natural wildlife of Cache Creek. And the function of Cache Creek, which is to provide for that wildlife habitat, to provide for that groundwater recharge, and to provide for cleaner water.